بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this chapter about the coming of Dajjal and the clear signs of the day of Qiyamah. And we find in various ahadith, various aspects are mentioned. From here also we should learn one important point, that we cannot just take one hadith that we see somewhere and then we come to some conclusion. It is the work of that person who has all the hadith in front of him, the strength of the hadith, etc., and then he can come to a conclusion. We just go on the internet or something, for example, and we pick up one point and we feel that that is what his deen is. We have to get the whole picture, then only can we have the proper idea of deen. Certain aspects are mentioned in certain hadith, others are mentioned in other hadith. So to put them all together is the work of an expert in the field. Anyway, in this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّالُ فِي أُمَّتِي فَيَمْكُثُ أَرْبَعِينَ, that Dajjal will come out in my ummah. Every Nabi informed his ummah of the coming of Dajjal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will come out in his ummah and he will stay in the world for 40 days. He will stay in the world for 40. لا أدري أربعين يوما أو أربعين شهرا أو أربعين عاما. And he said, I do not know whether it will be 40 days or 40 months or 40 years. And as we read a previous hadith, the first hadith in fact, that gave a more detailed explanation of 40. So we have to put all the hadith together and then we get a proper picture of deen. فَيَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And then after that period, Allah Ta'ala will send Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and فَيَتْلُبُهُ فَيُهْلِكُهُ, and he will seek him, he will go looking for him, and then he will kill him. Also in the first hadith we read, the full details of that was given, which is not given yet. ثُمَّ يَمْكُثُ النَّاسِ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ لَيْسَ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ عَدَاوَةٌ. And then there will be such peaceful conditions for 7 years that there won't be any two people and there is any enmity or fight between them. Everyone's hearts will be completely clean and they will live properly, and this will last for a period of 7 years. ثُمَّ يُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى رِيحًا. And then Allah Ta'ala will send one wind, rihan baridatan min qibali sham, a very pleasant wind Allah Ta'ala will send from the land of Sham, Syria. فَلَا يَبْقَى عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ أَحَدٌ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ إِيمَانٍ إِلَّا قَبَضَتْهُ. And by the effect of that wind, then there will not remain on the surface of the world any person who has got any good in his heart, any iman in his heart. Even the weakest and lowest form of iman, by this pleasant cool wind, they will all pass away and they will be removed from the earth. حَتَّى لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ دَخَلَ فِي كَبِدِ جَبَلٍ. So much so that even if a person goes into the depths of a mountain, there too this wind will reach wherever he will be, and in a very mild and a nice way they will all pass away and they will leave this world. Then لَدَخَلَتْهُ عَلَيْهَ حَتَّى تَقْبِضَهُ, that wind will reach him even in the depths of the mountain and it will cause his death. فَيَبْقَى شِرَارُ النَّاسِ فِي خِفَّةِ الطَّيْرِ. And then the worst of people will remain. They will be the most terrible people and they will remain in the form of swift birds, وَأَحْلَامِ السِّبَاءِ, or like wild beasts, praying beasts that just know bloodshed, nothing else they know. So this will be the order of the day. There will be all bloodshed, every fitna, every evil you can think, because it will be the worst people that will be living. لَا يَعْرِفُونَ مَعْرُوفًا. They won't know what good is. There won't be any good whatsoever in them, and they won't do any good. وَلَا يُنْكِرُ مُنْكَرًا. And they were every evil they will be doing. They won't stop from doing any and every evil.
فَيَتَمَثَّلُ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ. And then Shaitan will come in a human form to them, فَيَقُولُ, and he will say to them, أَلَا تَسْتَجِيبُونَ, will you people not respond and listen to what is being told to you? فَيَقُولُونَ, those people will say in return, فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا, what is it that you command us? What is it that you want us to respond and listen to you? فَيَأْمُرُهُمْ بِعِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ, he will order them and command them to worship idols. And then all those people will start worshipping idols. وَهُمْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ دَارٌ رِزْقُهُمْ, and in spite of this, at that time Allah Ta'ala will give them their rosy in great abundance. In other words, they will live very comfortably, and this is also a thing that fools a person. When he's in comfort zone, he feels I'm all right, and I'm not doing anything wrong. So that will be their condition. حَسَنٌ عَيْشَهُمْ, and they will live very comfortably and very nicely. So they will think we are not doing anything wrong. ثُمَّ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ, in that condition the trumpet will be sounded for Qiyamah to come in, when all these evil people will come and the world will be at its top in each and everything, whether it is money, whether it is technology, people will have advanced so greatly, and then Qiyamah will be heralded in. فَلَا يَسْمَعُهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أَزْغَى لِيْتًا وَرَفَعَ لِيْتًا, and every person who will listen to that sound of their trumpet, they will listen very carefully. Like when a person listens, he puts his hand, when he wants to listen to something important, he puts his hand to his ear, or he drops one shoulder and he raises one shoulder. In other words, I'm listening properly. So they will listen to that trumpet in that way. وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يَسْمَعُهُ رَجُلٌ يَلُوتُ حَوْضَ إِبِلِهِ, and the first person who will have heard that trumpet will be a person who will be fixing the water trough for his camel. That is where the camel drinks. So much detail Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, that this person will be busy fixing up the water trough for his camel, and he will be the first one to hear it, for yus'aqo, and then he will become unconscious. He will just lose all his senses. وَيُسْعَقُ النَّاسِ حَوْلُهُ, and all the people around them will also lose their senses at that time. ثُمَّ يُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ أَوْ قَالَ يُنْزِلُ اللَّهُ, then Allah will send, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will bring down, مَتَرًا كَأَنَّهُ طَلُّ أَوِ الزِّلُّ, a rain that will come down like dew, or it will come down, it will be like a cloud that has come, like a shadow, like dark clouds that make like a shadow, like that this rain will come. فَتُمْبَتُ مِنْهُ أَجْسَادُ النَّاسِ, and then from that the bodies of people will start growing and come out again. Just like when rains come, then we see everything starts growing again. All grass starts growing, weeds also grow, everything starts growing again. Like that people will come back to life from their graves. Everyone will come out. ثُمَّ يُنْفَخُ فِيهِ أُخْرَى, then the trumpet will be sounded for a second time. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامُ يَنْزُرُونَ, all people will then be standing up, they will be formed again as they were the first time in the world, and they will be looking all around them. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ, and then it will be said to them, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ هَلُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, O people, come towards your Lord. Now will be the day of resurrection, and by that command of Allah, a person won't have a choice. Like, yeah, we have a choice now. But like the sun, the moon has got no choice. Whatever command Allah gives it, it just has to follow suit. Like that, on that day, everyone will just follow suit and nobody will have a choice. وَقِفُهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ, and it will be said, now stop them. Now they will be questioned. And then the whole trial of the day of Qiyamah will start with every detail of every person, and he will be questioned, except those that Allah has mercy on, and Allah relieves them of the trial and sets them free, which is called Hisabin Yasira, and which is a dua we should make regularly. Allahumma hasibna Hisabin Yasira, O Allah, take an easy account of us, which means no account whatsoever. Just like at the customs, if a person goes through the green light, and then no questions, you just walk through. Like that, we should ask Allah for the day of Qiyamah, that we don't have to go where our bags will be checked, our amal, but that Allah in His kindness just passes through, and without any reckoning, we pass through. ثُمَّ يُقَال, and then it will be said, أُخْرِجُوا بَعَثَ النَّارِ, take out and remove those people who are going to Jahannam. فَيُقَال مِنْكَمْ, and then it will be asked, how many people have to go to Jahannam? What is the percentage? فَيُقَال, it will be replied and said, مِنْ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ تِسْأَمِيَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ وَتِسْعِينَ, from every 1,999 people will be going to Jahannam. So we can see what the ratio will be, and it's not difficult to understand that at all times the non-Muslims were in much more greater number than the Muslims. Always the believers were in small in number, and it is they that will get saved, and those that had disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, and those who are on the wrong path, then they will be removed from there and be taken to Jahannam. فَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا, that will be such a day that young people will be like old people. Immediately their faces will change, and they will become like, when that grief and worry that will strike them, they will become like old people. And that is also nothing difficult to understand. We find that when the so-called unsinkable Titanic went from Southampton in England towards America, and on its maiden voyage, which they called an unsinkable Titanic, it sunk and the people drowned. Those who survived, a few, their faces, young people of 15, 16, they looked like old people of 80 overnight. The way the conditions, what they had seen, what happened there, their condition changed and their faces were like old people. And this will be much more worse on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us all, and may Allah make us make effort on our iman, and that we prepare and save us from this trials and torments that will be coming. ثم يكشف عن ساق, and then the shins will be opened. This, the meaning of it, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Some ulama have said it means the severity of that day will be very great. May Allah protect us, keep us with ease and comfort, and we look after our iman, and we make effort on our iman and our children's iman also, that all can get saved. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَهُ